Chapter 8. Mr. Hopkins is angry.
Mr. Hopkins, said Mr. Evans in a calm voice, I found these two boys out of school at night. I was trying to stop them.
That's not true, said Billy. We saw Mr. Evans with the school sword.
laughed Mr. Evans.
What a crazy story. I came to the lake to meet a friend.
Didn't you phone the police?
Billy asked Mr. Hopkins.
No, Billy, said Mr. Hopkins. This is an internal school problem. I don't want the police here.
James started to speak.
But he stole the sword. We saw...
Mr. Hopkins interrupted him.
Now listen to me, boy. I'm the headmaster, he shouted angrily. You are both in trouble. You left the school at night without permission. I could expel you for that.
Billy looked at James in surprise. Why was Mr. Hopkins angry with them?
I want to speak to Mr. Evans alone, said Mr. Hopkins. James and Billy, go back to school and wait for me at the gate.
Come on, Billy, said James. We don't want any more trouble.
The confused boys walked back to school.
I don't understand, said Billy. Why didn't Mr. Hopkins call the police? I don't know, said James, and it's not important any more. Why did I listen to you? This was a terrible evening.
I'm sorry, said Billy. 5 minutes later, Mr. Hopkins arrived at the school gate.
Now listen, you two, he said seriously. Mr. Evans isn't a thief. You made a big mistake.
What?
Said Billy. He was shocked.
Billy, shouted Mr. Hopkins, you broke many rules tonight. You were out of school at night. You called your teacher a thief. I'm sure your parents won't be happy about that.
We were trying to help you and the school, said Billy. Mr. Evans took the school sword to the church.
Nonsense! You haven't got any evidence, Billy, said Mr. Hopkins. I'm investigating this, not you.
Please don't expel us, said James. And please don't tell our parents.
Billy was very angry.
This isn't fair, he thought.
Go to bed now, said Mr. Hopkins again. I'm meeting Mr. Evans tomorrow, and then I'll decide your punishment.
Mr. Hopkins looked at Billy's furious face.
I know it's hard for you to understand this, Billy, Mr. Hopkins continued, but Mr. Evans isn't a thief. I know him very well, and I trust him.
Well, I don't trust him, thought Billy.
One more thing, said Mr. Hopkins quietly. Don't talk to anybody about this. It's not good for the school. We need to catch the real school thief. This stupid story won't help.
Will you tell the police?
Asked Billy.
Don't worry, Billy. I'm working with the police, said Mr. Hopkins. Remember, you're a student, not a policeman. Concentrate on your lessons. I'll do the investigation.